Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Senator Tammy Duckworth is on the line. Senator Duckworth, John Williams, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Where did we find you this afternoon? Are you in Washington? Are you in Illinois? Where are you?
I am actually in Illinois on my way to Glenview, about to take my mom to go see the dermatologist to have her skin check. So at the start of the summer, wear your sunscreen, everyone, and remember to get your skin checked.
Now, see, there's advice that I just didn't expect to come from you this afternoon, but that's good advice. I guess even United States senators still need to tend to their moms and do right by them, right?
Exactly. Well, we had a great day already, and I'm now just taking a little time to take care of my family. We all must.
I was going to ask you how you planned on spending your Memorial Day weekend. Where will you be Monday? Will you be speaking somewhere?
I will probably be down in Springfield for the Memorial Day ceremony there. We'll be all over. Memorial Day is kind of, it's one of those days where I end up doing a lot of stuff, but definitely in Springfield for the big Memorial Day ceremony for the state.
Let's just catch up on a few things. I'll do kind of a whirlwind tour with you of what's been happening or not happening in the Congress, if you don't mind.
Sure, of course.
So start with, the president made this budget presentation, and then our focus got lost when he took off on his trip. But what is your attitude about it there in the Senate? What are you hearing? What are you thinking?
Well, it's a devastating, irresponsible, and cruel budget. It zeroes out many, many programs that are important to Illinois. It zeroes out Tiger Grants, which is how we fund infrastructure development. So we would not be able to fix the roads and rail networks. It zeroes out the AmeriCorps program. I just came from an AmeriCorps program stop at Lakeview High School there on Ashland Avenue, where AmeriCorps members are helping low-income kids, kids who are from immigrant families, get ready for college. It is one that devastates Medicaid programs. On top of the Trump Care bill that passed the House that cut Medicaid spending by $800 billion, the president's budget cuts Medicaid spending by another $600 billion. That's going to devastate everyone who receives care through Medicaid. You know, one in three nursing home residents, their bills are paid for by Medicaid, and it's devastating and it's irresponsible.
Well, the administration said we just are spending more money than we have, and I think that's a frustration that a lot of Americans have. Senators must feel the same way, and they said that nobody will be denied money who needs it, but we just can't spend the money the way we have been. It's been irresponsible. What do you say to that?
Well, what's irresponsible is the tax cuts he puts into the budget for millionaires. If you are a millionaire, both the Comp Care program and the budget they put forward gives you an average of $30,000 in a tax credit. And you get a tax cut if you're a millionaire. You want to save money there. And put that money towards things like the food stamps and clean water and fixing our roads and activating the economy. Don't spend money on people who don't need it, you know, those folks who make more than $1 million. I think that they're being very cynical when they say that.
Of the two, does one seem to have more sense of urgency, the president's health care bill or the president's budget? Is one maybe feel like more of a priority right now than the other?
Well, I have to say that they're both, of equal priority. The health care bill passed the House. So what we do in the Senate, you know, we don't stop these draconian cuts that is going to devastate all of our hospitals. You know, the Illinois Hospital Association has come out against that health care bill. And the AARP has come out against the health care bill. If we don't stop it in the Senate, then it will get signed into law fairly quickly. Similarly, with the budget, we're entering into negotiations right now. I frankly don't think we need to cut any more money from public schools and infrastructure development that we have to pass as well. So for me, we're dealing with both at the same time, and they are both equally important. Remember, the Trump Care, the Congressional Budget Office just came out with their evaluation. It's going to put 23 million Americans out on the streets without health care.
That was the same score, though, that the first version had. It was about 23 or 24. Both of them, this one wasn't any worse, but it wasn't any better, by my count, for Americans who would be without health coverage.
Correct. And they, when they came out with this version, they said, oh, we took care of a lot of problems. It won't, we'll keep more people covered. And the scoring that came out showed that that is not true. In fact, the average Illinoisan's premium for their health insurance will go up by $700, and a lot more than that if you are someone with a pre-existing condition. If you are an older American between the ages of 50 and 65, you can see yourself paying almost five times more for your health insurance than younger Americans, and that's not acceptable.
A lot of people are sort of dissecting the president's trip this week. I need to take a quick pause, and then, Senator, give me just one more minute of your time and tell me what you think the president got right and what you think the president got wrong as he toured the religious capitals of the world. It's 1:49 here on WGN. Senator Tammy Duckworth is joining us. She's busy running errands with her ma, but she's got enough time to just answer a couple more questions. Senator, what was your take on the president's maybe lecture of our NATO allies?
Well, I think it's highly inappropriate. We're the leaders of the free world. We have the largest, most powerful military on the face of the earth. And what really struck me was the fact that standing at the 9/11 memorial, he declined to commit to Article 5 of the NATO treaty, which is that all treaty signatories would come to each other's defense. And especially to do it standing at the 9/11 memorial is egregious, because when 9/11 happened in this country, every one of our allies stepped forward and said that they would stand shoulder to shoulder with us. They would step forward to mutually defend us. And for the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, to say that he would not do that for our NATO allies and to lecture them, I think, is not just devastating in terms of our leadership role, but really makes it very dangerous for our troops who are in harm's way right now.
Well, maybe the timing was wrong, but does he have a point, at least, that we shouldn't have to continue to shoulder so much of the cost?
Oh, I certainly think we should be pressing our allies to pay more, and it's something that I've talked about for a long time now. Many of our allies certainly can and afford to and should be paying more, and there is a commitment to what percentage they should be paying. Certainly, I agree with that. But there are ways to do it, and also at no point do I think we should go back on our word as a signatory on the Mutual Defense Treaty. That is the cornerstone of NATO, and for us to have a commander-in-chief who would refuse to commit to that really will undermine our standing on a global scale.
Well, you're reading a little more into that, aren't you? I mean, he didn't refuse. He didn't say that we won't come to their mutual defense. He didn't say that we aren't going to honor Article 5, right?
He would not commit to Article 5, and we committed to Article 5 when we became a NATO signatory, and to have the president say not commit to it is significant. I don't think I'm reading too much into it at all.
Well, I'm sorry.
We're the leaders.
But did I miss the quote? Did the president in fact say that we will not honor Article 5 anymore?
No, he would not commit to honoring it.
Okay.
He refused to answer.
Right.
He would commit to it. And we have always unequivocally committed to it.
Understood. Dave had a question for you. You're on WGN. Dave, jump in there. What did you want to say?
Yeah, real quickly. First off, thank you for your service, Senator Duckworth. Very much so. What I'm curious about is the comments that he's talking about Germany. His comments toward Germany and trade is actually working against us, because we manufacture German cars here in the United States.
Yeah.
We employ American workers to make these cars and vehicles and materials. I have a moniker for him. I refer to him as Donald J. Trump ASS, or always speak stupidly, and I think it fits him properly.
Yeah, I was kind of. Go ahead, Senator. I'll let you answer that, and then I'll let you go.
Sure. I think that we should be engaging in smart trade, and the jobs that are here You can't just build walls around this country. We must engage in trade and go abroad and make statements that are really not based in fact. It's really troubling for the president to go out there. I would hate to lose those jobs for the manufacturing, of the cars that are manufactured here in the United States. He supports a border tax that would tax anything that comes into the U.S. Well, that also means that the people that trade with us will set up a tax on our goods, and we won't be able to export. I just think that this president needs to spend a little bit more time learning about how the economy truly works, how defense treaties work before he goes out there and says things. And I wish he would spend as much time reading his security briefings and his economic memos as he does tweeting.
Yeah, he's been a little soft on the tweets this week. It's been kind of a nice break. Boy, if there was any way to communicate to him how refreshing it was not to have the anxiety of a bunch of Donald Trump tweets, somebody should get that word to him, because it has been a little easier, I think, on a lot of us this week for not having to plow through those and try and figure out what the heck he's talking about. Senator, I'll just reiterate what our previous caller said. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice. I think we both have 2 o'clock appointments, so I'll let you go. But next time, join us in the studio, too.
All right. I look forward to it. Thank you for having me on.